This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح
لا إله إلا الله
أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد يقول سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد. My dear beloved, respected brothers and sisters, I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make our last deeds, our best deeds, and our last words, لا إله إلا الله. He had an argument with his wife. In the middle of the argument, he took a plate and he threw it at his wife. The wife ducked. The plate hit the daughter in the neck. 6-7 years old. She was not harmed badly, but the next day when she went to school and the teacher saw the mark on her neck, so the young daughter innocently told everything that happened. They came to the house, took all the children, and they are currently living with a non-Muslim family. A brother, I was leaving the masjid and I wanted to drop him home, going to his home. He said, no, Sheikh, don't make it right, keep going straight. I said, what happened, you moved? He said, no. Last night, we had a major argument with my wife and I uttered the divorce. I said, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. He said, Sheikh, this is not the problem. The problem is, this is my third divorce. A young man had an argument with his father. He pushed him. The father fell down the stairs, broke his arm, took him to the hospital. And I can go on and on and on about drastic stories about the danger of anger. Anger. It's a powerful emotion that rages through the person, creating a desire of revenge or a desire to strike the object of anger. How many homes have been broken because of anger? How many wars erupted because of anger? How many friends you lost because of anger? How many ties of kinship are cut because of anger? How many words of kufr are uttered because of anger? صدق علي رضي الله عنه عندما قال الغضب أوله جنون وآخره ندم. Ali radiallahu anh, he told the truth when he said that anger, the beginning of it is madness and the end of it is regret. And one of our righteous salaf, he said, أقرب ما يكون العبد إلى غضب الرب وهو غاضب. The closest a person to the wrath and the anger of Allah is when the person is angry. Some people say, brother, don't come close to me, don't be in front of me when I'm angry. If you translate this in an Islamic term, that means you are saying, brother, Iblis is my best friend. The shaitan is my best friend. When we are angry, the shaitan is extremely happy because you lose focus in your salat. You lose peace at home. You lose peace at work. And the shaitan takes over. If you look at yourself in the mirror, When you're angry, you will not recognize yourself. Brothers and sisters, the hard part is not to get angry. The easy part is to get angry. I yelled at you, I screamed at you, I cursed you. The easy part is to curse back. The hard part is to control your anger. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he walked into the masjid and he saw the sahaba wrestling, he asked him, do you know who's the strongest among you? They said, ya Rasulullah, the one who beats everybody in wrestling. He said, alayhi salatu wa salam, laysa shadidu bis-sur'a. No, the strongest one among you is not the one who beats everybody in wrestling. The strongest one among you is the one who controls himself when he's angry. Brothers and sisters, we all get angry, and that is not what we're talking about. Anger is a feeling. Just like you see something sad, you cannot tell the guy, don't be sad. Anger is a feeling. We're talking about acting upon the anger, leashing your tongue with all kind of vulgarity when you're angry, letting your limbs take over and throwing everything around you when you're angry, acting upon the anger. Anger is a human feeling. It's about what do you do with that anger. That is what we're talking about. My brothers and sisters, how did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam act when he was in a situation that requires real anger? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was distributing the booties of war. And a Bedouin came and grabbed him from his collar to the level that it left mark on his neck. This is not your money. This is not your father's money. Give me from the booties of war. Umar put his hand on the sword and to cut his head off. This is not a way to treat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Immediately, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, calm down, ya Umar. Calm down, ya Umar. Da'ahu. Fa'inna li sahibi al-haqq maqala. Everyone who has a right, he has the right to express what he wants. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave him from the booties of war. Umar bin Abdul Aziz. Umar bin Abdul Aziz. Wama adraka ma Umar bin Abdul Aziz. The ruler of the Muslim Empire. He was ruling 21 what we call countries right now. One time at night, he walked into a masjid. And by mistake, without noticing, he stepped on a person that was sleeping. The person who was sleeping screamed. And he said, "Amajnoonun ant? Are you crazy?" Immediately, the guard of Umar bin Abdul Aziz took the sword. How could you talk like this to Amir al-Mu'mineen? Immediately, Umar radiallahu anhu, he said, "Calm down. What happened?" He asked me, "Amajnoonun ant?" And I said, "No." So why are you getting angry? I'm not Majnoon. Subhanallah. My brothers and sisters, the true believer is like a tree full of fruits. When you hit them with a rock, it gives you a fruit. The true believer is like a fruitful tree. When you hit it with a rock, it gives you a fruit. And this is exactly what happened with the Imam al-Sha'bi. Imam al-Sha'bi, one time, a man was cursing him loud, accusing him of things that it's not true. And the man was furious, and Imam Shabi was very calm. He said, "Did you finish?" He said, "I finished." He said, "If you what you said about me is true, may Allah forgive me. And if it's not true, may Allah forgive you." Allahu Akbar. What kind of manners is this? My brothers and sisters, one of the governors, He told his minister, his right-hand man, he said, I'm going to give you this piece of paper. Every time you see me got angry, make sure you give it to me. What was written in that paper? وَيْلٌ لِحَاكِمِ الْأَرْضِ مِنْ حَاكِمِ السَّمَاءِ اذْكُرْنِي حِينَ تَغْضَبْ اذْكُرْكَ حِينَ أَغْضَبْ. Allahu Akbar. He wrote down, this governor, woe to the ruler of the earth, from the ruler of the heavens. Remember Allah when you're angry. He will remember you when he's angry. My brothers and sisters, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just like he gave us everything we need in this life to be better human beings, to be better Muslims, he also gave us tips how to cure our anger. Because when we're angry, ya akhwan, how many times you regretted every single word you uttered when you're angry? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one time he was sitting with a sahabi and he saw two people fighting, arguing to the level the hadith said their veins were bulging out of anger. Rasulullah ﷺ looked at the sahabi next to him and he said, Inni, I know the word. If that man said it, all the anger will disappear. Said, what is it, ya Rasulullah? He said, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Because shaytan took over and you're asking the owner of the shaytan to get rid of him. And if you see two people fighting, you yourself from the sideline start saying, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Because many times the people who are fighting, they're not going to remember to say, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Second, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Idha ghadiba ahadukum falyaskut. When one of you gets angry, let him zip it. Be quiet. Be quiet. Someone pressed all your buttons. Do not reply right away. Don't ever send a text message when you're angry. Do not ever reply to an email when you're angry. Do not answer a phone call from a person that you have a problem with when you are angry. If you write down that email and don't send it and read it back in an hour or so, you say, Alhamdulillah, I did not send it. So when you are angry, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who's giving these advices? Not a master in anger management, the master of mankind. Be quiet. Count to 10. If your anger is very high, count to 20, 30, 50. You would see that your anger calm down. And my sister, if you see your husband angry, do not instigate. In kunt ragil talla'ni. If you're a man, divorce me. Don't ever say these statements when your husband is angry. And if he's quiet, don't let that make you furious, because he is practicing a sunnah. He's practicing a sunnah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you get angry, just be quiet. Do not reply immediately. My brothers and sisters, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us that if you got angry and you're standing up, sit down, change positions. When I'm standing and I can still fight and argue and maybe punch, but when I sit down, it gets less. And he said, if you're sitting down and you got angry, lie down. How much damage can you do when you're lying down? How much damage can you do when you're lying down. May Allah make us from the people who listen and apply. قولوا قولي هذا استغفر الله فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. والله, my brothers and sisters, this topic was not just inspired because I have nothing to talk about, because of what I'm hearing that's happening at homes, in our communities. Every, at least I would say 2 to 3 times a week, I get the complaint either from the husband or from the wife of what's happening at home. And one of the main reasons is anger. One of the ways to control the anger is to remember, that this is an advice from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When a man came to him and he said, "Ya Rasulullah, advise me." He said, "La taghdab." "Okay, Ya Rasulullah, I got this one. Give me another advice." He said, "La taghdab." "I got it, Rasulullah. Give me another one." "La taghdab." Does Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have nothing to say? He is the most eloquent human being ever created. Why does he have to repeat the same advice 3 times? Because he knows that any danger originates from anger. Remember the rewards of controlling the anger. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Darda came to him. And he asked him a question that's on the mind of every Muslim, every true believer. He said, "Ya Rasulullah, guide me to a amal that will lead me to Jannah." He said, "La taghdab walaka al-Jannah." "Guide me to a amal that will lead me to Jannah." He said, "Don't get angry and Jannah's yours." Another great reward. قال عليه الصلاة والسلام من كظم غيظا ملأ الله قلبه رضا يوم القيامة. Whomsoever control his anger, because sometimes you're angry and you cannot do anything about it. I'm talking about a person, he's in charge, he's the father, he's the imam, he's the president, he's the king, he can do damage, and he controlled his anger. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah will fill his heart with rida, with pleasure. He will be pleased on the day of judgment. What does being pleased on the day of judgment mean? Jannatun tajri min tahtiha al-anhar. Remember Allah when, if you get angry. Astaghfirullah, la ilaha illallah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. When you remember Allah Azza wa Jal, the hearts feel at ease. Remember that it is one of the characteristics of the best people. Controlling anger is one of the characteristics of the muttaqeen, the pious ones. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضِ. Hasten to the forgiveness of Allah and to a huge jannah, as big as the heavens and the earth. It has been prepared for the muttaqeen. Allahumma ja'alna minhum. What is their characteristics, Ya Allah? What are their characteristics? Alladhina yunfiquna fi as-sarra'i wad-dharra'. They spend when they have money or when things are tight. Wal-kadhimina al-ghayz. And the one who controls their anger. Wal-afina 'anil nas. And the one who pardon others. Wallahu yuhibbu al-muhsinin. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the ones who do good. Allahumma ja'alna min al-muhsinin. Ja'far al-Sadiq, his jariya came to give him wudu. She brought him water for wudu. As she's putting the wudu, she spilled the whole water on him. So he was about to scream and get angry. She said, "Wal-kadhimin al-ghayz." He said, "I controlled my anger." "Wal-afina 'anil nas." "I forgive you." "Wallahu yuhibbu al-muhsinin." "Go, you are a free slave." This is how the Salaf used to stop when the ayat of Allah are being recited. My brothers and sisters, concealing our anger is a sign of Iman. Remember this hadith. Remember this hadith. It's in Bukhari. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna abghad ar-rijal ila Allah al-alad al-khasm. The most despicable people in the sight of Allah are the ones who are ruthless, argumentative. They're always arguing, they're always fighting. Did you hear the beginning? The most despicable in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal. Who wants to be among these people? To control the anger, of course, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one who taught us a dua for everything, is there a dua for controlling the anger? Qala alayhi salatu wa salam, say, as'aluka kalimat al-haq fi al-ghadab wal-rida. Ya Allah, I ask you to make me say the truth, say the haq when I'm angry or when I am pleased. My brothers and sisters who do not have any problem with anger, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الرِّفْقَ فِي الْأَمْرِ كُلِّهِ. Allah loves gentleness, kindness in all matters. Continue controlling your anger, and bi-ithnillah ta'ala, you will be among the people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. My brothers and sisters, do not allow your anger to blind you. Do not allow your anger to blind you. Most of the time when we are angry, the people that we hurt the most are the most people that we love. The most people we hurt are the people who loves us the most. And you will make them live around you in fear of your anger. They feel like they are walking on eggshells when you are present. Is this what you want in your household? Is that the household that Rasulullah ﷺ told us to have? No, ya akhi. Be rafiq. Be gentle and be kind. And work hard. Whomsoever sincerely tries to work hard on their anger, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy for him. And then finally, there is a praiseworthy anger. There is a good anger. When you get angry that your brothers and sisters are slaughtered all over the world and no one's doing anything. When you see babies shattered, as a Muslim, as a true believer, you get angry. So not every anger is bad, is evil. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he only got angry. He never got angry for any dunya matter. He only got angry when the limits of Allah have been violated. And that is the praiseworthy anger. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the people who control their anger. May Allah fill all our homes with love and peace and mercy and tranquility. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our children from any harm. Allahumma aghfir lana dhunubana wa asrafana fi amrina. وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم يا رب العالمين هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم انصر إخواننا في غزة. اللهم انصر إخواننا في غزة. اللهم ثبت أقدامهم. اللهم تقبلهم في الشهداء يا رب العالمين. اللهم تقبلهم في الشهداء يا أرحم الراحمين. يا رب يا كريم أغث إخواننا في لبنان وفي اليمن وفي السودان وفي باكستان وفي بنغلاديش وفي الهند وفي الصين وفي بورما وفي العراق وفي كل مكان. آمين يا رب العالمين. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وقوموا إلى صلاتكم. Please, brothers, come from the hallway and the two rooms on the side and fill up the main hall. Look down, make sure foot to foot, shoulder to shoulder. Close all the gaps, heels on the line. Sisters, please do the same. Sisters, please do not leave any gaps. May Allah reward you.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استو تجل الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Inshallah, by the time they bring the janazah, just want to let you know, inshallah, we have a few spots left in our Umrah trip in January. If anybody is interested, please let me know. So we have a janazah of a two-year-old boy. Please make a way. Father, I'll give you the sabr, inshallah. Say, Akhwan, since the deceased is a young child, the dua will change. We do not say, may Allah forgive him, because he is nothing, he's not rufi' al-qalam an thalath. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that the pen has been lifted from three kinds of people, and one of them is the young person until they hit puberty. So what do we make? What dua do we make? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it heavy in the scale of the parents. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make him shafi'a for his parents. Wallahi, I cannot imagine or know of any calamity worse than losing a child. So please make a sincere dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give the parents and the grandparents the patience. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that if a child died at this age, he will stand at the door of Jannah if the parents were patient, and he will tell Allah, Ya Allah, I will not enter until you bring my parents. So I advise the parents to be very patient and remember that all our children are an amana and gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he can take whenever he wants. We believe in the Hakim, we believe in the Alim, and remember, my brother and my sister, that the one who took your son is Arham al-Rahimin, is the most merciful. Don't ever think that you have more mercy than Allah. Don't ever think that you have more mercy than Allah Azza wa Jal. Salat al-Janazah is four takbira. After the first takbira, we recite Surah al-Fatiha. After the second takbira, we say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad, the same durood that we say in the salat, all the way till the end, innaka hamidun majid. After the third takbira, like we mentioned, you make a dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the family the patience. And after the fourth takbira, we'll make salam on one side, inshallah, to revive the sunnah. Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر اللهم صل على محمد الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله Inshallah, the burial will be in Farmersville. If anybody would like to go and get the ajr, May Allah reward you and may Allah bless you. Again, please keep the family in your dua, inshallah. You can put it outside anyway. Let's put it outside. They're here.